welcome to Show Tunes with Kate Botello from Interlochen Public Radio. Coming up, musical matchmaking and upcoming openings. At intermission, a stern but hilarious lesson in social media etiquette from Nate Patton and Cam Collins, hosts of the theater podcast Booked It. In Act Two, ever been so moved you called your loved one's name in song? These people have. The orchestra is warming up, so please silence your cell phones, identify the nearest exits, refrain from taking photographs, and maybe sit a little closer to your date. The matchmaking stuff is about to start. Tonight's overture is to Jerry Herman's 1964 matchmaking musical, Hello, Dolly. This recording is from our vinyl vault. Dolly went through many adaptations before it won 10 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. In 1964, it was Hello, Dolly. In 1955, it was The Matchmaker, a play by Thornton Wilder. In 1938, it was The Merchant of Yonkers, also by Thornton Wilder. In 1842, it was an Austrian play called He Had Himself a Good Time by playwright Johann Nestroy. Hello, Dolly began its life in 1835 as a one-act farce called A Day Well Spent by English playwright John Oxenford. Now, in the spirit of matchmaker Dolly Levi, let's make us some matches. We'll hear the famous ode to the need for and fear of women of Dolly's noble profession, and after that, we need a matchmaker to save us from our well-meaning friends. Coming up now, songs from Fiddler on the Roof, Company, and The Little Mermaid.
I wonder if Yenta, the matchmaker, found a husband for you.
Oh, Yenta, Yenta, Yenta!
Well, somebody has to arrange the matches. Young people can't decide these things themselves.
She might bring someone wonderful.
Someone interesting.
And well off.
And important. Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Matchmaker, matchmaker, look through your book and make me a perfect match.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, I'll bring the veil. You bring the groom, slender and pale. Bring me a ring, for I'm longing to be the envy of all I see.
For Papa, make him a scholar.
For Mama, make him rich as a king.
For me, well, I wouldn't holler if he were as handsome as anything. Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Night after night in the dark I'm alone, so find me a match of my own.
Since when are you interested in a match, Chava? I thought you just had your eye on your books. And you have your eye on the rabbi's son.
Well, why not? We have only one rabbi. He has only one son. Why shouldn't I want the best?
Because you're a girl from a poor family. So whatever Yenta brings, you'll take. Right? Of course, right. Hoddle, oh Hoddle, have I made a match for you? He's handsome, he's young. All right, he's 62, but he's a nice man, a good catch. True, true. I promise you'll be happy, and even if you're not, there's more to life than that. Don't ask me what. Father, I found him. Will you be a lucky bride? He's handsome, he's tall. That is from side to side. But he's a nice man, a good catch, right? Right. You heard he has a temper. He'll beat you every night, but only when he's sober. So you're all right. Did you think you'd get a prince? Well, I do the best I can. With no dowry, no money, no family background. Be glad you got a man.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, you know that I'm still very young. Please take your time.
Up to this minute, I misunderstood that I could get stuck for good. Dear Yenta, see that he's gentle. Remember, you are also a bride. It's not that I'm sentimental.
It's just that I'm terrified. Matchmaker, matchmaker, plan me no plans. I'm in no rush. Maybe I've learned playing with matches a girl can get burned. So bring me no ring, groom me no groom, find me no find, catch me no catch, unless he's a matchless match.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby, baby.
Bobby, booby.
Bobby. Robert, darling. Bobby, we've been
Bobby.
Bobby, baby.
Bobby, booby.
Angela, got
Robble.
Something to tell
Robert,
you.
Darling.
Bobby, honey.
Bobby, it's a Bobby. Door. I would be Bobby. Bobby.
What you doing
Bobby,
Thursday,
baby?
Bobby, baby.
Look,
I know how you hate it, baby.
Not that you don't know a lot of Bobby girls, but Bobby, come on over for dinner. There's someone we want you to meet. Bobby, come on over for dinner.
This girl from the office.
My niece from Ohio.
It'll just be the four of us. Your
lover. Have I got a girl for you? Wait till you meet her. Have I got a girl for you, boy? Oh, boy.
Dumb, and with a weakness for Sazerac swings. You give her even the fruit and she swings. The kind of girl you can't send through the mails. Call me tomorrow, I want the details.
Have I got a chick for you? Wait till you meet her. Have I got a chick for you, boy? Who, boy? Smart! She's into all those exotic mystiques, the Kama Sutra and Chinese techniques. I hear she knows more than 75. Call me tomorrow if you're still alive.
Have I got a girl for you?
I got a girl for you.
Wait till you meet her.
Wait till you meet her.
Have I got a girl for you, boy? Who, boy?
Boy, be in your shoes, what I wouldn't give.
I mean the freedom to
go out and live. And as for settling down and all that, marriage may be where it's been, but it's not where it's at.
Oh, tell me all about it, will you, baby? Wow.
What do you like? You like coming home to a kiss? Somebody with a smile at the door. What do you like? You like indescribable bliss?
Then what do you want to get married for?
What do you like? You like an excursion to Rome, suddenly taking off to explore. What do you like? You like having meals cooked at home?
Then what do you want to get married for?
What do you want to get married for? What do you want to get married for?
Got to create the right kind of mood.
Oh, you mean like candlelight and champagne?
Nonsense. It don't take all that. Everything we need, we got right here. Percussion. Strings. Winds. And words. There you see her. Sitting there across the way. She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her. And you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna kiss the girl. Yes, you want her. Look at how you know you do. Possible she want you to. There is one way to ask her.
Kiss the girl.
It don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl. Sing with me now. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, my oh my. Look like the boy too shy. You're gonna kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, ain't that sad? Ain't a shame, too bad. You're gonna miss the girl.
You know, I really ought to know your name. Maybe I could guess. Alexandra. Annabelle. Beatrice?
Ariel. Her name is Ariel.
Ariel? Ariel? Hey! That's kind of pretty. Okay. Ariel.
Now's your moment. Floating in a blue lagoon. Boy, you better do it soon. No time will be better. She don't say a word, and she won't say a word until you kiss the girl. La 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 la, don't be scared. You got the mood prepared. Go on and kiss the girl. La 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 la, don't stop now. Don't try to hide it all. You wanna kiss the girl. La 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 la, float along. The song say, kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, music play. You and the music say, go on and kiss the girl. Go on and kiss the girl. You gotta kiss the girl. Go on and kiss the girl. Oh.
Titus Burgess was Sebastian the Crab singing Kiss the Girl in the 2008 Broadway version of Disney's The Little Mermaid. Music and lyrics were by Howard Ashman, Alan Menken, and Glenn Slater. Before that, from our vinyl vault, the gentlemen of Stephen Sondheim's 1970 Company sang Have I Got a Girl for You. We started out with Matchmaker, Matchmaker from Fiddler on the Roof, sung by Julia McGinnis, Tanya Everett, and with Joanna Merlin as Zeitel. When she left the original run, Merlin was replaced by a young newcomer named Bette Midler. Bette, by the way, is opening on Broadway this year as Dolly Levi, and people are like, yeah, me too. Now, I've got one more for you. When I was finding music for this episode and thinking about matchmaking, I had a scene from a movie stuck in my head, something about somebody matching up couples in a frozen tableau going, you and you, and you and you, and you and you and you. And then I remembered it was from my first foray into the world of Gilbert and Sullivan without knowing it was Gilbert and Sullivan. Okay, now there may only be two of you, but raise your hand if you remember the pirate movie from 1982. The pirate movie was a very 80s remake of The Pirates of Penzance, starring Christy McNichol and Christopher Atkins. Now, you may remember McNichol from the TV series Family and Atkins from the movie The Blue Lagoon. Anyway, they were on the covers of Tiger Beat and all the teen magazines at the time. And at the end of the movie, Mabel wants to marry Frederick, but according to custom, all her sisters have to get married first. So she matches them up with all the pirates who are conveniently standing around.
I want a happy ending. I want a happy ending!
And then they have a happy ending. That was the cast of The Pirate Movie with Happy Ending by Terry Britton, B.A. Robertson, and Sue Schifrin. The movie was a terrible flop, but I watched it 1,000 times and I learned all about Gilbert and Sullivan. Sorta. And now, a new season is rolling out on Broadway and there are some exciting revivals coming. We've already mentioned Bette Midler. Let's highlight a few more. First up, Sunset Boulevard, Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical based on Billy Wilder's 1950 film noir with William Holden and Gloria Swanson.
Wait a minute, haven't I seen you before? I know your face.
Get out, or shall I call my servant?
You're Norma Desmond. Used to be in silent pictures, used to be big.
I am big. It's the pictures that got small.
Well, Sunset Boulevard is coming back to Broadway, opening with Glenn Close as Norma Desmond. Here's Close in the 1991 cast recording of her first run as Desmond with Surrender.
No more wars to fight. White flags fly tonight. You are out of danger. Battlefield is still, wild poppies on the hill. Peace can only come when you surrender. Hear the tracers fly, lighting up the sky. But I'll fight on to the end. Let them send them. see you again when I surrender.
Now, don't you give me a fancy price just because I'm rich.
Look, lady, you got the wrong man. I had some trouble with my car. I just pulled into your driveway.
Get out.
Okay. And I'm sorry you lost your friend.
Get out of here.
Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Or shall I call my servant?
Aren't you Norma Desmond? You used to be in pictures. You used to be big.
I am big. It's the pictures that got small. Once upon a time, not long ago, the head of any studio knew how and when to play his aces. Now they put some talent that's unknown beneath their sacred microphone. We didn't need words, we had faces. Yes, they took all the idols and smashed them. The Fairbanks, the Gilberts, the Valentinos. They trampled on what was divine. They threw away the gold of silence when all they needed was this face of mine.
Hey, don't blame me, huh? I'm just a writer.
Glenn Close will return to Broadway in Sunset Boulevard on February 9th. Music is by Andrew Lloyd Webber with lyrics by Don Black and Christopher Hampton. Next up for a revival this year is Stephen Sondheim's Sunday in the Park with George. Now, this new production will star Jake Gyllenhaal and Annalee Ashford in the lead roles. Now, anytime I think of Sunday in the Park, I instantly hear Mandy Patinkin and Bernadette Peters in my head. So to help me and you get used to some different voices, let's listen to the 2006 London cast, Daniel Evans and Jenna Russell.
More boats. More trees.
George? Why is it you always get to sit in the shade while I have to stand in the sun? George? Hello, George? There is someone in this dress. A trickle of sweat. The back of the head. He always does this. Now the foot is dead. Sunday in the park with George. One more. Oh, the collar is damp. Beginning to pinch. The bustle slipping. I won't budge one inch. Who was at the zoo, George? Who was at the zoo? The monkeys and who, George? The monkeys and who?
Don't move!
Artists are bizarre, fixed, cold. That's you, George, you're bizarre, fixed, cold. I like that in a man, fixed, cold. God, it's hot out here. Well, there are worse things than staring at the water on a Sunday. There are worse things than staring at the water as you're posing for a picture being painted by a lover in the middle of the summer on an island in the river on a Sunday. Petticoat's wet, which adds to the weight. The sun is blinding. All right, concentrate.
Eyes open, please.
Sunday in the park with George.
Look out at the water, not at me.
Sunday in the park with George. Concentrate, concentrate. Well, if you want bread and respect and attention, not to say connection, modelling's no profession. If you want instead, when you're dead, some more public and more permanent expression of affection, you want a painter, poet, sculptor preferably, marble, granite, bronze, durable, something nice. dress with swans that's durable forever. All it has to be is good. And George, you're good. You're really good. George's stroke is tender. George's touch is pure. Your eyes, George, I love your eyes, George. I love your beard, George. I love your size, George. But most, George, of of a stay right under the no, don't give in, just lift the arm a bit.
Don't lift the arm, please.
Sunday in the park with George.
The bustle high, please.
Not even a nod. As if I were trees, the ground could open, he would still say please. Never know with you, George. Who could know with you? The others I knew, George. Before we get through, I'll get to you too. God, I am so hot. Well, there are worse things than staring at the water on a Sunday. There are worse things than staring at the water as you're posing for a picture after sleeping on the ferry, after getting up at 7 to come over to an island in the middle of the river, half an hour from the city, on a Sunday. On a Sunday. In the park with...
Don't move the mouth.
George!
That was Daniel Evans and Jenna Russell playing George and Dot. Jake Gyllenhaal and Anna Lee Ashford will assume the roles when the Sunday in the Park with George revival opens February 23rd. Another big revival coming up, Miss Saigon, the 1991 Broadway musical version of Madame Butterfly, set during the Vietnam War. Now, the role of Kim made Lea Salonga a star and won her a Tony. Now, this time around, Ava Noblezada will have her chance at Kim, and John Briones will play her American lover, Chris. This is Bui Doi, sung by Chris's friend, John, a soldier who later works for a group that connects American military fathers with the Vietnamese children they left behind. The children are referred to as Bui Doi, which means dust of life, as many of the children ended up living on the streets.
Like all survivors, I once thought, when I'm home, I won't give a damn. But now I know I'm caught. I'll never leave Vietnam. War isn't over when it ends. Some pictures never leave your mind.
They are the faces of the children, the ones we left behind. They're called Bwydoi, the dust of life, conceived in hell and born in strife. They are the living reminders of all the good we fail to do. That's why we know deep in our hearts that they're all our children too. These kids hit walls on every side. They don't belong in any place. They're a secret they can't hide. It's printed on their face. I never thought one day I'd plead for half-breeds from a land that's torn. But then I saw a camp for children whose crime was being born. They're called Bwydoi, the dust of life, conceived in hell and born in strife. We are their fathers and a family, a loving home they never knew, because we know deep in our hearts that they are all our children too. These are souls in need. They need us to give. Someone has to pay for their chance to live. Help me to run.
Polycarpou sang the role of John, inspiring Chris to go back to Vietnam to find his child. Miss Saigon features music by Claude-Michel Schoenberg, Alain Boublil, and Richard Maltby Jr., and returns to Broadway on March 23rd. I want to briefly mention a couple of new shows coming out. So new, there are no recordings yet, but these both promise to be huge, so I'm sure we'll have something for you eventually. The first had a stellar tryout in Chicago. It's the cosmetic empire feud War Paint, starring Christine Ebersole and Patti LuPone as Elizabeth Arden and Helena Rubinstein. I can't wait to see these two glamorous, powerful women play two more glamorous, powerful women. War Paint opens April 6th. Another I can't wait for is Amélie, based on the Jean-Pierre Jeunet film that made Audrey Tautou a star. That one was a huge success for the Berkeley Rep and opens on Broadway April 3rd with Philippa Sue set to play the title character. Oh, there's the ding. Lights are coming up in our virtual house, and it's time for intermission, where you can jump on Facebook and post to all your friends about how excited you are for the new Broadway season. Or maybe you're an actor and you were just cast in something and you can't wait to tell everybody all about it. Well, before you reach for your phone, spend a little time with Nate Patton and Cam Collins first. Nate has a podcast with his pal Cam Collins, a saxophonist and clarinetist who has played in many a pit himself. Together, they create Booked It, a Broadway musician's guide to theater, Facebook, and being hashtag grateful. You know what that means, right? It's putting the little pound sign, a.k.a. the hashtag, in front of the word grateful so that you can brag about, I mean, be openly grateful for, something on Facebook. Now, Nate and Cam have seen so many of these that they dedicate an entire segment of their show to the grateful status of the week.
So this brings me to Booked It's very first Grateful Status of the Week.
Grateful Status of the Week.
Okay, so now what we're going to do is I'm going to read an actual Facebook status that somebody posted. The name, of course, will be changed to protect the accused. But just so you know, this status is 100% real. Somebody actually posted this in a non-ironic way, and it was meant to be taken dead seriously. So here is Booked It's first Grateful Status of the Week. We're going to call her Lindsay, and her name isn't really Lindsay, but it's something really close to Lindsay. So this is what Lindsay says, and I'm direct quote. "Well, it's official. I've had to keep this a secret, really, but I can finally shout it from the mountaintops that I have just been cast in Royal Caribbean's Cruise Lines production of I'm so grateful to be where I am today. Hashtag Royal Caribbean, hashtag dreams come true, hashtag it's happening." Yes, Lindsay, it's happening. You're being pigeonholed as a cruise ship actor. So I got to start at the beginning with this one. So she says from the top, "Well, it's official." Really? Was there an attorney present when you were signing this contract? Was there a swearing in at the signing? Did the justice of the peace preside? It's official. Okay. Then she says, "I've had to keep this a secret, really." You know she told like 80 people. I don't believe for a minute this has been a secret to anybody, but it's now on Facebook. So the people who don't care can find out. Then she says, "But I can finally shout it from the mountaintops." Really? Where are you, the Catskills? You know she's in Harlem right now, so I don't know where. I don't know which mountaintop she's on, but she can shout from the mountaintops that I have just been cast in Royal Caribbean's production of the thing that I couldn't say. I'm so grateful to be where I am today. Remember, this isn't about her. This is about all of us. She's so grateful to be where she is. Hashtag Royal Caribbean. Hashtag dreams come true. Yes. Your dreams are coming true, assuming that your dreams are to live in an 8x4 cabin singing Barry Manilow songs to a track while puking up your 50-cent beers that you bought at the crew bar. Definitely dreams coming true. So in lieu of the Grateful Status of the Week, we'd like to introduce a new segment, Topical Storm. So you're not going to believe this, but somehow somebody found a way to literally make Hurricane Matthew about their career. And I didn't think it was possible, but this is a real status that somebody posted just as fears were looming before the hurricane actually hit. And this was, you know, we didn't know what the damage was going to be for this thing. And yet this guy still felt the need to write this status. This is a direct quote that he posted the day before the hurricane. He says, "As someone who has performed in countless productions in the path of this hurricane, this really hits close to home. I really pray that this blows over so I can entertain the survivors this fall in production of." I mean, this is so bad. Is this person a sociopath? Yeah, like, I really hope the hurricane doesn't hit so his community theater is still there this fall. The level of narcissism is actually horrifying. I don't really know what to think. He's actually plugging a benefit cabaret for the people that hopefully will still be alive in a couple days. And he's doing it a day before the hurricane hits to make sure there's still internet that everyone can, you know, read his plug to come see his show. So we already have a group of faithful listeners here at Booked It. And our inbox is literally full of Facebook statuses that people have found on the internet and submitted to us. So because this is shirtless gym selfie week, we're going to describe an actual picture from Facebook that somebody sent in and then read the corresponding status that goes with it. So what I'm reading to you is I'm literally describing a picture that I'm looking at from Facebook, and then I'm reading the caption that this guy put with his own picture. So in this picture, this apparent actor he's bent over a chair and his legs are spread, and he's wearing booty shorts and what looks like a mesh vest. For the record, he doesn't appear to be a part of a particular production. This is literally just something he's wearing. It's not a costume. It's just Tuesday. So we can literally find, looking at this picture, no show affiliation. By the way, I swear only the gays know how to work a timer on the camera, for what it's worth. So to reiterate, just to paint the picture of what I'm looking at, he's spread eagle, biting his lower lip and gazing needfully into the aperture of the iPhone camera. It looks like he wants to do terrible, terrible things to his Facebook friends. Now, get ready. Here's the status that goes along with this picture. This is the caption he puts up with this. He says, "So thrilled to be alive." That makes one of us. Hashtag blessed to be privileged enough to be a light in this world. Adventure is out there. Go get yours, because you know I'm going to get mine. Hashtag love, hashtag life, hashtag grateful, hashtag a light in the dark.
Grateful status of the week.
Thank you, Nate and Cam. Booked It is a great, fun podcast that also includes interviews with folks appearing at this very moment on Broadway. I can't recommend it enough. Find it for free on iTunes or Stitcher, but be aware that occasionally the language gets a little salty, so you might want to wear headphones or something if you're around sensitive ears. Again, that podcast is Booked It with Nate Patton and Cam Collins. I am hashtag grateful that you dropped by ShowTunes today. I just feel so hashtag blessed. There's the bell, and lights are flashing in our virtual lobby, so let's double-check our Facebook post to make sure we're not obnoxious, wave goodbye to Nate and Cam, and head back into the house for Act Two. So, have you ever felt just so impassioned about somebody that you just called out their name? I mean, it seems like such a fun, sweeping gesture, but it might also be really embarrassing.
Hey, Stella!
See? That's just kind of awkward. It works a lot better if you sing. Here are some musical outbursts in honor of Maria, Pearlie, and Dulcinea.
Maria, the most beautiful sound I ever heard. All the beautiful sounds of the world in a single word.
Maria, 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 Maria,
Maria. I've just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same to me. Maria, I've just kissed a girl named Maria, and suddenly I found how wonderful a song can be. Maria, say it loud, and there's music playing. Say it soft, and it's almost like praying. Maria, I'll never stop saying Maria, 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 Maria. Say it loud, and there's music playing. Say it soft, and it's almost like praying.
Maria, I'll never stop saying Maria. The most beautiful sound I ever heard.
Set a real him dream. He tells it like a story. He talks about a better time, happy days and glory. No more scratching for a living, like a chicken pecking. He's got to charm the bees. The flowers flower just for Pearly, Pearly, my Pearly. I ain't never seen a man do the things that that man can. Why he can steal the evening day, to blank my eyes and to say to Pearly, Pearly, my Pearly. Ooh, you just thrill me through and through. Pearly, you're too good to be true. Say, Pearly,
Dulcinea, Dulcinea. I see heaven when I see thee, Dulcinea. And thy name is like a prayer an angel whispers. Dulcinea, Dulcinea. If I reach out to thee, do not tremble and shrink from the touch of my hand on thy hair. Let my fingers but see, thou art warm and alive, and no phantom to fade in the air. Dulcinea, Dulcinea, I have sought thee, sung thee, dreamed thee.
Richard Kiley's Don Quixote saw the bedraggled Aldonza as his one and only Dulcinea in that number from the 1965 musical Man of La Mancha by Mitch Lee and Joe Darian. That recording was from our vinyl vault. Before that, we heard Melba Moore's star-making turn as Lutibel, madly in love with traveling preacher Pearlie, and Say It Softly and It Sounds Like Praying, Maria, sung by Larry Kurt on our vinyl recording of Bernstein and Sondheim's 1957 classic West Side Story. And now it's time for the finale of our show. We'll finish the way we started, with Hello, Dolly and all its happy endings.
Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. It's all nice to have you here where you belong. I never knew, Dolly, without you, Dolly, life was awfully flat, and more than that was awfully wrong.
My hat, Horace, I'm staying where I'm at, Horace, Dolly'll never go away.
Wonderful woman, again.
Still blowing, you're still growing.
on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Swept down the street and have your picture took. Just like a dream, your spirit seemed to turn above. Let Sunday shine, is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look. Beneath your parasol, the world is all. Feel brand new down to your toes. Get out your feathers, your hats and leathers, your feet and buckles and bows. On a double Monday in your Sunday clothes. Well, well, hello, darling. Well, hello, darling. It's so
the old girl now, fellas.
Honey, you'll never go away again.
The curtain falls, the crowd goes wild, the lights come up, and we come to the end of another episode of Show Tunes with Kate Botello. That's me. Find all our episodes online at interlochenpublicradio.org. Many hashtag thanks to Nate Patton and Cam Collins from the Booked It podcast. We'll put a link on our website so you can tune in yourself. Dan Wanshura was our producer. This is Interlochen Public Radio. See you in the aisles.